Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
What a day. The market just roared back, with the S&P and NASDAQ both jumping over 1%. We are right back on the verge of those all-time highs.
It felt like everything was working. Broad strength across the board, driven by a mix of everything. Trade talk, macro news, you name it. Even the small caps, with the Russell 2000, were up a solid 2%.
That's the kind of broad participation you love to see. It's a classic risk-on day. Look at the laggards, consumer staples and utilities. The defensive names were left in the dust. That tells you the market was chasing growth.
So are we just straight back to bull mode? Full steam ahead?
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. While the headline numbers are great, the intraday charts for SPY and QQQ show we're in a consolidation phase. We're stalling right at key resistance levels. SPY is hovering around 672, and QQQ is parked at 612. The market is pausing here. Taking a breath.
I see. So a strong day, but we're at a potential decision point. What's the sentiment under the hood?
It's mixed, which is why we need to be cautious. The VXX, the fear gauge, is declining, which is bullish. But some internal metrics are actually flashing bearish signals. The primary indicator is bullish, but it comes with a big caution flag. It's a tricky spot.
Got it. Let's dig into the sectors that led the charge. Tech was a big winner. What stood out to you there?
It was really a tale of two tapes within tech. You had the giants leading the way. Apple had a fantastic day, up almost 4% on strong iPhone 17 sales reports and a couple of key upgrades. That's a huge tailwind for the whole market.
And the chip makers were strong too, right? I saw AMD hit a new all-time high.
It did, and that's a major sign of strength. But looking at the late day action, there was a clear rotation. The leveraged semi ETF, SOXL, actually faded into the close. Meanwhile, a high-quality name like KLA Corporation, KLAC, showed incredible relative strength, pushing higher right into the bell.
Interesting. So traders are getting picky? They're not just buying the whole sector. They're rotating into specific high-quality names?
Exactly. They're buying quality over broad beta. The same story was in financials. The regional banks had a huge relief rally, with the KBW ETF up 2.5%. The market is signaling that it thinks recent credit fears were overblown.
Okay, we have to talk about the absolute monster move of the day. Cleveland Cliffs, ticker CLF, up over 21% on what was apparently a mixed earnings report. Explain that one.
This is a perfect example of the market looking forward, not backward. No one cared about the Q3 miss. Management painted a compelling picture of the future, and the street bought it hook, line, and sinker.
So what was the story they were selling?
It's a multi-part narrative. First, a clear recovery in demand for automotive steel, helped by trade tariffs. Second, a new, highly accretive partnership with a major global steel producer. And then, the real kicker, they reveal potential for rare earth mineral deposits at two of their U.S. sites.
Wow, so it's a reshoring play, an EV play, and a strategic materials play all rolled into one. The market is completely re-rating the stock.
Precisely. It's no longer just a cyclical steel company. It's now being viewed as a key player in American resource independence. A massive narrative shift that fueled that 21% rally.
Incredible. All right, let's get tactical for tomorrow. Given the mixed signals and the pause at resistance, what's on your watch list? What setups look promising?
We have to focus on names that showed true relative strength today, especially those that fought the market's late-day fade. The top of my continuation watch list is Alnylam, ticker ALNY, in the biotech space.
What did you see there?
A massive volume ramp into the close, finishing right near the high of the day. That screams institutional buying. I'm watching for it to hold above the 489 level tomorrow. If it does, a push toward 494 and even 500 is in the cards.
Okay, ALNY is on the list. What else showed that kind of independent strength?
We already mentioned KLAC in the semi space. It just ground higher all afternoon while its peers faded. A break of today's high near 1158 could trigger the next leg up. And a more under the radar name is Materion, MTRN. It carved out a beautiful stair step pattern all day, completely ignoring the weakness in the broader industrial sector. A hold above 134 looks very constructive there.
I also saw an anticipation setup mentioned for Micron, MU. How is that different from these continuation plays?
Right. That's a different strategy. MU isn't breaking out yet. It's coiling. While other chip stocks are extended, Micron has been building a base. The idea is to anticipate a potential rotation into names that haven't run as hard yet. It's a way to get in early on a potential catch-up trade.
And of course, we're heading into an absolute minefield of earnings reports this week.
The calm before the storm. Tomorrow morning, we get reports from 3M, Coke, General Electric, and General Motors. Then, after the bell, the big one everyone will be watching is Netflix. And that's just Tuesday. We still have Tesla and Intel later in the week. The market's reaction to these reports will absolutely set the tone.
So what's the final takeaway for traders heading into Tuesday's session?
Stay nimble. The market is bullish on the surface, but there's clear selectivity happening underneath. Don't just chase the indices. Focus on the individual names with proven relative strength from today's close. Define your risk and keep your stops tight. This is a time for precision, not just broad bets.
Excellent insights. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. Trade smart, and we'll see you tomorrow.